Let us pray. Creator, source of our being, mother and father of us all, we begin our prayers to you today with a spirit of gratitude. We're thankful that you have given us creative minds and spirits. We are thankful for music and for musicians who create and recreate this delight of our soul. We are grateful for the gifts of imagination and human creativity. We are grateful for the alphabet and for writing, for languages and speech, for everything which allows us to communicate with one another across space and across time. We're grateful for all the gifts of our senses. We're grateful for the bounty of the world around us, for all the millions of other forms of life which surround us. We're grateful for the magnificent universe. We're thankful for each other, for family members and for friends. We're grateful for all those who have gone before us, who have given us so many of the good things in our lives. We're thankful for teachers in our lives. We're grateful for children and for those who will come after us. We see that life is sustained and born anew every day, and we are grateful. We are grateful for love in all its many forms. Creator, some of us also have heavy hearts. We have heavy hearts because we know there are places in the world where many of us do not enjoy some of these blessings just mentioned. Some of us live in situations of war or the fear of war. Some of us do not have enough to eat every day. Some of us do not have a safe home. Some of us are subjected to torture. We confess the brokenness of our human family, and we call to mind places where this brokenness is particularly painful. Some of us have heavy hearts as we see loved ones struggle with illnesses. Illnesses of body, mind, and spirit. We call them to mind and we name them. Mark Porteous, Pat Ashman, Georgia Heliner, Bronwyn, and Sarah. Creator, we believe that you have made us as one family, that none of your children is destined for pain, poverty, and deprivation. We believe you have given us the gifts with which together we can help your commonwealth come. We ask that you bless your human family. We ask to be blessed with the gifts of the spirit of generosity, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of compassion, the spirit of reconciliation. We ask to be strengthened with the virtues of honesty, of courage, of faithfulness. Empower us, help us to support each other, and to keep faith with each other. May Christ's example and light shine in all our being for the good of all. Amen. And together let us say the ecumenical prayer It's printed on page 4. Stay with us, God, in the devastating moments when waters roll over our heads, smashing trees, destroying houses, flooding rice fields, swallowing cattle herds, chasing people running to save their lives. You are with us, God, in the uncertain moments. Your Holy Spirit raises us from our hopelessness, challenges our disbelief, and strengthens our faith. Our hearts burn to proclaim your resurrection, the water of life springing forth and bringing hope.